This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
2-2. Strike three called. And that ends the ball game as Kansas City storms back to win the final two of this series. An 11-6 final as the Royals hit a franchise record 7 home runs.
Yeah, I mean, I think my stuff was a lot sharper today. Felt like I was in command of the zone a little bit better. Had a couple counts where I got behind, but felt a lot better about where everything was.
I think being able in a position when I'm ready to launch and being confident and feeling free has been kind of the biggest change for me going up there. Like not trying to move the ball forward, but just try to put good swings on it.
Yeah, we were down 2, and Dominguez pitched last night, and I gave him the bottom of the order. He got 2 quick outs and then went 3-0 to the number 9 hitter. Yeah, he's gonna continue to get opportunities. We're gonna try to figure this thing out.
Brandon Hyde, Orioles manager, talking about Charlie Mort, who signed for $15 million in the offseason. 1-year deal. Coming off a year in Atlanta where he was acceptable, faded down the stretch. A little on the aged side, but if you look at his track record, he's an above average pitcher. But he's 41 years old. And so far here in Baltimore, he's been an unmitigated disaster. And he came in yesterday and got pounded. Not going to sit here and concentrate on how bad he was. Because, quite frankly, Keegan Aiken is the only Oriole pitcher who did not give up a run yesterday of the 6 who threw a baseball. Orioles hit 4 home runs. All of them off Michael Lorenzen, by the way, who had given up 4 home runs all season long. But the Orioles were, and this has been a narrative that goes back months, they were 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position. So the 4 home runs are great, and we heard from Jackson Holliday, who hit 2 of them. By the way, now 10 for his last 25. Now hitting .273 on the year. OPS pushing 8. Gunnar Henderson had 2 more hits. He's now, what, 9-game hitting streak. He's starting to cook. So you're Ryan O'Hearn's been great all year. Same with Cedric Mullins. And we're going to grade the Orioles individually coming up at 11 o'clock. Not going to get through all the players because we don't have enough time. And they do have 14 guys on the IL, which is the highest in Major League Baseball, not to make excuses for them. But Charlie Morton, Nolan, like Nick Pivetta's pitching today against the Yankees. And Nick Pivetta, as Nolan McGraw was kind of asking for in the offseason, is off to a brilliant start for the San Diego Padres. He's 5-1 with a 178 earned run average and waited till late until the process to sign. And Yu Darvish got hurt, which I guess kind of accelerated that. And there had been talk they were shopping maybe King and Dylan Cease as well. And the Orioles, well, Grayson Rodriguez got scratched after a couple spring training starts, and his return doesn't appear to be imminent at all. They signed Sagano for $13 million, and he wasn't bad Saturday night, did what he had to do, got no runs. So for those of you saying the Orioles are back offensively, they're not. They won Friday 3-0, got shut out Saturday, And outside of the home runs, all solo shots, they put nothing on the board. 1 for 10, runners in scoring position. But hindsight's always 20-20. Charlie Morton sits here winless with an ERA pushing 10. Nick Pivetta could have been had, could have traded for Lizardo. I was all in on the guy that went to Boston, Crochet. And they're going to need him now because Bueller just went on the IL with a shoulder. Pitchers are dropping like flies, by the way, throughout Major League Baseball. We're now into the third month of actual games play. They started late March, went through the month of April. Obviously, we're not through the first week of May. But we can start second-guessing things because we always do after they fail. But Nick Pivetta is a guy, playoff experience, veteran righty, and maybe could have been worth a look. Who knows? I'm not saying they didn't. We'll talk to Jacob Calvin-Meyer about this later in the show. But Morton, Pivetta, Finkel, Einhorn, I mean, either way, it's a bad look for the Birds right now.
Right, and that one is especially puzzling because it's not like Pivetta went at the winter meetings. You know, he didn't go early in free agency. He was there just a couple weeks before they had to revert back to Kyle Gibson. So the timing there seemed to, at least for that move in particular, seemed to work out. But he's not the only name. You listed a few yourself. And the more I think about this, pitching injuries around the league, are we finally going to start seeing a change in the way that some of these GMs approach building a roster, at least for a pitching side of things, that you can truly never have too many? And if you've got a great five-man rotation and maybe you got a couple ones in there and you spent big money on it, kind of like what the Yankees thought they were going to have. But injuries specifically aren't predictable. I couldn't tell you in December that Zach Eflin was going to be out with his issue at this portion of the season. I couldn't tell you that. But what I could guarantee you, and yes, guarantee, feel very, very strong about, is that the Orioles would be missing at least two of their starters at the same time at some point this season, probably multiple points this season. Injuries are predictable in the broader sense, which means you can never have too many. And any team out there, World Series defending Dodgers down to the lowly White Sox, you have to have enough pitching. You can never have, five is not enough. Six is not enough. We should be talking 8, 9, upwards of that, because you're truly going to need all these arms.
And look back a year ago around this time. You had Burns. You had Grayson. You had Wells. Bradish had come back. You had Meansy. Suarez was kind of a gun, said, out of the rotation. And then it was like, oh, well, the Orioles have too much pitching. What are they going to do with all these guys? How are they going to figure it out? And then one by one, they all started dropping like flies. Wells' elbow, Bradish elbow, which I predicted back in spring training, by the way, not that I know everything. Suarez stayed in the rotation and was an asset for sure. Means came back, and then he was gone just as quickly as he returned. And then all of a sudden, you're trading for Zach Eflin, who, by the way, made a rehab start at Aberdeen, 4 shutout innings, which was good to see. And Kittredge pitched as well. So did Trevor Rogers. And we'll get to him in a second. Gave up 3 runs. And they didn't walk anybody. All right, we're looking for the positive. So the Orioles went from a surplus to starting pitching and not having enough as they got in October. And their ace, who they traded for, made the bold move. He's gone. Now in Arizona, just got his first win start ago. So, yeah, to your point, depth. And look, Bueller in Boston, for instance, he was a two-time Tommy John guy. He left with a shoulder. And they gave him, I think, 19 mil. Because he pitched great in the World Series for them when they beat the Yankees back in October. And it was okay for the Red Sox. All of a sudden, they lost Tristan Casas for the year, position player, which is a devastating loss to the lineup. But to your point, you think you have enough, like quarterbacks in the NFL, you got 6 quarterbacks, you don't have a quarterback. Baseball, you don't have 6 starting pitchers, you don't have enough starting pitchers. And the Orioles are right now in that dilemma. But Charlie Morton got rocked. All right, Kyle Gibson was better, but we're talking about a guy that gave up, what, 6 extra base hits in the first inning in his last start, including 4 home runs. So if he got any worse, then you're cutting him like the next day. But Ben McDonald was saying during the game yesterday, he's still basically rehabbing at the major league level. And if you're a team like the Orioles, who have playoff hopes, which with each passing series lost, tend to dwindle in the odds, that's not where you want to be. There's no, Chase McDermott was activated over the weekend, option to Norfolk. He's going to get a couple starts. He's going to be in the mix for sure. Eplin's probably going to be back soon, but you can't have guys rehabbing at the major league level when you're trying to win in 2025.
Or even a Brandon Young type of guy who, when he came up, you knew he was going to be a little limited in the amount of pitches they were going to let him throw, the amount, the inning workload. But, you know, he would work his way through four innings, give up three runs or less. And it's so sad that you're sitting there saying, all right, hey, this is pretty good. We'll roll the dice with the bullpen and see if we got a chance to win. And there were times, that Red series, where it worked. I just think yesterday was kind of like a harsh reality, a step back to reality, if you will. Because Friday night's win, building on the Yankees series.
Yeah, they won two in a row.
Hey, I'll admit it. Those thoughts started popping in my head. They might be back. They might be back. And then lefty on Saturday. You already know what's happening there.
2-9 against left-handers this year. And Jeremy was saying it on the morning show, told us in the switchover. I mean, every pitcher lefty that faces the Orioles, and they won't face any in Minnesota, is Sandy Koufax.
I'm stunned that it's two wins.
Yeah,
I couldn't even name them. So.
Yeah. All those right-handed bats, they signed. Sanchez hurt. O'Neill hurt. Laureano's done well, but usually against righties. I mean, it has been a dilemma. And they're not back, at least according to my rules, until they're 500. Get to 500, then we'll start looking at stuff. Right now, we sit here and they're off. They're seven games below 500. They're not back.
Oh, not even close. No.
They were 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position. That's never left. We'll come back. Vinny was at rookie camp yesterday. Ravens. How'd Tyler Loop look? Because Tyler Loop might be kicking for the Ravens when they open their regular season. Date to be determined. Matter of fact, schedule comes out next Tuesday. Creeping closer to that. NBA Stanley Cup playoffs on fire. A couple of game sevens last night with epic endings. We'll talk about that. The big boxing weekend turned out to be a colossal dud, except for last night's fight. In a way, had to get off the canvas to win, which was exciting to watch. Kentucky Derby, and the horses whose name I can't pronounce, he won, even though I did have him to win. No, I didn't. I had him to exact. I didn't box him up.
That was a good race.
Yeah, but I did win $50 on a $2 exacta in the previous race, not to make it all about me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And then, of course, Friday, they did. Epic performance. Great baseball by the Birds of Baltimore on one of the bobblehead nights, but I think it was Moon Man. And then it got shot out. And Kansas City had 3 home runs. And then yesterday, Kansas City's been in existence as a team since 1969. It was them, the Padres, Pilots, now the Brewers, and the Expos, now the Nats. They all came in expansion. That was the first year of the division play, et cetera, et cetera. So that's 55 years. I guess this is their 50. No. What year is this? 25? 56 years. This is their 57th year in existence. And they've had Hall of Famers, George Brett, All-Stars, Amos Otis, among others. They had never hit 7 home runs in a game. Yesterday. Against the beleaguered Orioles pitching staff, they hit 7. 7 homers. They had 10. They had 15 on the season in the 10 over the weekend. So the Orioles try to figure out what the hell's going on. And yeah, 4 home runs are great. They're all solo shots. Until they start hitting with runners in scoring position, that magic number five that Jim Hunter likes to talk about, it's never going to be reached. You can't sit here and expect to hit four homers every game. It's not a reality. Not with this year's team. You go 3 for 10 runners in scoring position, might be a different outcome of the game. 4 for 10 probably is. But right now, that's a flawed, flawed baseball team, and the record speaks to itself. They're last place, American League East. All right, let's get out to the phones. And like I said, and by the way, even if they get to 500, they're not back. Get to 500, then you start going, okay, there's a bazillion other teams at 500. Now you're like in a wild card-y sort of situation. Because right now, outside of the Yankees, who just lost 2 out of 3 over the weekend to the Rays, is anyone in the East kicking ass? No. Everyone's 500 or below outside of New York, and they're only 3 games over 500. So they're still hanging around because everyone else is kind of mediocre themselves. We'll give Vinny's report for rookie camp yesterday. But right now, let's go to Mitch and Owings Mills with Mitch, what's happening. Hope you had a great weekend. Happy Cinco de Mayo, by the way. Yeah, whatever that is.
Yep.
Yeah.
One of those days.
Yeah.
But I'm not in panic mode yet. Nothing's hitting on cylinders with us right now. Like, nothing's working. We're not hitting. We're not pitching. We're not fielding well. Everything is going bad, and I'm okay with that right now. I think it's still early. Like, we got a chance to get back to it. And honestly, I love the chase. Like, I think this team, as with the youth, like, we're built, you know, for the chase. And it's kind of similar to when we were chasing Tampa Bay a few years ago, like the entire year. I think we fare better that way. And I think we're going to come around, and I'd rather things happen later in the year in the playoffs. And we perform then, and we're ready for that.
Well, Mitch, I like the positivity, but let me give you a standings update on this Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. And if you're out drinking, which I'm assuming a lot of you are, be careful. They're chasing 4 other teams in the division. They're in last place. So they gotta start putting the pedal to the metal as Preakness is less than 2 weeks from now. So you got to start getting positive results here. But Holiday's locked in. Gunner's about to erupt, it seems. We'll see what the others can do here to help. Sad's been great. O'Hearn's been outstanding. So you got 4 dudes that are going to maybe get things rolling offensively. I don't know what Mayo's doing. And the pitching is just dreadful. So other than that, they're fine.
But, we're depleted right now. Like, all our guys are out.
Yep, 14 on the IL, Mitch. Thanks. 14, that's the highest total in Major League Baseball. But what do they say? Nobody cares. No excuses. Everybody gets hurt. People are dropping like flies. Let's go to PT and Towson. All right, PT, I'm ready. What do you got?
Hey.
I'm ready.
When I call it, Bob, when I call in, you know, I'm a little nervous, right? Drink a gallon of coffee, right? And to quote the great movie Used Cars, you know, I rattle when I walk when I'm talking to you guys. But always Nolan is the calming influence. I just talked to Nolan, man, and he is hurting. I mean, but the thing that I think is funny is that Nolan is agreeing with what Elias's plan is. If you go to a week before opening day, well, Elias knows what Nolan knows.
Nolan who? Reimold? Because it ain't Nolan McGraw.
Not
the Weaver. Yeah.
All the pitchers are going to get hurt. So going into the season, Elias had 11 starting pitchers. It's just the results are in the toilet. We all can see that. But eventually, some of these guys, these arms are going to come around. Don't you agree, Bob?
I'm kind of leaning towards the negative, but Nolan, please elaborate on what PT said. What the hell were you guys talking about when you were
I still don't know. Yeah. We could not be more in a disagreement. Me and Elias or whoever. I mean, 11. Like, they had 11 total, but I think 6 or 7 of those guys are hurt. So they don't count. That's just what it is. If they're not available to pitch, you don't have them. I don't care if it's a week-long injury or 60-day IL, half the season injury. They don't count towards the total. And they knew that picture pretty clearly late into spring training, at least by the start of March.
Adjustments should have been made, I agree. But Suarez was hurt in the first series. Rogers, you know, that's a freak, knee thing. There's, Grayson Rodriguez, as much as Bob said he was going to get hurt this year, a lot of us thought he was going to be healthy. So he made the adjustment of signing Gibson, and yeah, that hasn't worked out. Like the Morton thing, look, guys, I'm with you. It's a disaster, but some of these guys are going to come back and pitch well, right?
I don't know. Right now, I'm leaning towards no. I mean, we got a long shelf life. By the way, Grace Rodriguez hasn't pitched since the end of July last year, PT, in a major league regular game. He pitched in spring. And thanks, dude. We got to hit the break, PT. I appreciate the optimism as always. You were doing the, Grace, and I'm just reading the box score as it's happening. And you were like following the Twitterverse. Oh, he went from like 98 to like 92 on a pitch. And I was like, uh-oh. And he hadn't thrown a pitch yet. And Moo Man's not even doing baseball activities, talking about position player reinforcements. But McDermott could see him. Povich is still sketchy to me, so is Man Bun. Eplin, he four shutout innings. We'll see him soon. But other than that, seriously, man, other than Eplin and Sagano, well, Kramer, you know, he had one in there, and I was.
He's got to get two in a row.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
He's had a
well
previous Saturday, year.
Friday he was out. He was awesome Friday, but I don't know. 1 for 10 runners in scoring position. I just want to keep mentioning that. We'll take your calls next here on the Fan. And if Vinny was a rookie camp, how's that Tyler Loop looking?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Keegan Aiken was the only Oriole pitcher who did not give up a run yesterday. Everyone else who pitched did. And the home runs were flying off those Royal bats. So there you go. Orioles had a chance to win back-to-back series, get out of there 4-2 on this homestand, which I talked about last week. Let's get this done. Couldn't do it. Now you go off to Minnesota tomorrow. And, you know, the Angels after that, and Twins and Angels are both pretty bad. Matter of fact, right now, Kansas City, Anaheim, has a worse run differential than the Orioles. Well, then the Orioles. The Orioles right now have the third worst at 55 minus. Angels are now minus 64. Whew, and the Rockies, man, come on. Minus 89. We'll do the standings later, but to tease a little bit, they're 17 games out of first place, and it's May 5th. 17 games out of first place, and it's May the 5th. So you think you got it bad here in Baltimore. Orioles are 5.5 out, but still not good. Not based on preseason expectations. When a couple of these betting places and expert types had the Orioles winning the division. Right now they sit at the bottom staring up at the rest. Vinny was at rookie camp for the Ravens yesterday. What did he gather out of that? Stanley Cup playoffs, Caps tomorrow taking on Carolina, NBA playoffs, Golden State beat Houston, eliminated them for what, like the fifth time since 2015. Knicks and Celtics start tonight, and the Nuggets and OKC, they should be two very interesting semifinal series. But let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, thanks for holding. What's happening? Happy Cinco de Mayo. Put that margarita down.
Nah, man, no margaritas over here, man. I had one for you Friday down Pickles, man. You know, me and Dustin was looking for you.
I was around. I was wearing a Star Wars hat. You didn't see me? No. Nah, I had something to do, but I was there in spirit, and apparently everyone else was inside because it started raining.
Yeah, it definitely did, man. But it was a good game Friday, man.
Oh, that was great.
Kramer had a great start. I guess it was his best start of the season, man, going 7 innings. You know, finally the Dean Kramer that we needed. You know, we need him to step up to the plate.
No doubt.
You know, anybody else hurt and everything like that, man. But other than that, man, But this starting rotation, man, he should have left Gibson in a little longer yesterday. Don't you think so? But I guess he was just going to wear him out.
He gave up that two-out hit that drove in two runs to the eight-hole hitter, which kind of killed his vibe and killed the momentum. And I know Hyde said after the game that he only made one bad pitch. He's laboring. He gets behind in the counts too much. And that's been a rotation-wide problem for the Orioles this year, Rashawn. They are always pitching from behind. Kramer, he wasn't bleeping around Friday night. It was one, two, three. It's like, let's throw strikes. Let's work fast. You know, play strong defense, get some time to hitting. Let's get out of here with a win. But Gibson, you know, he's down in the zone, which is good to see. But I didn't think he was all that great at all. Compared to his first start, though, he was Jim Palmer.
Yeah, definitely a big major upgrade from that first start, man. It was home run derby out there. But what do you think they're going to do with Morton, man? You know, are they going to DFA him once, I guess Eflin come back and make a roster space for Eflin?
Nah, he's got 15 million reasons they won't get rid of him. He's pitching out of the bullpen. We heard Brandon Hyde in the opening of the show say we're going to try to figure things out. But if he's imploding a month from now, it's still the same, they're going to have to make a hard decision, and they'll get rid of him. He's going to have to start pitching well, one way or another. He's got to go if they're trying to win. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, it just sucks, though, with them guaranteed contracts, because the guy's due $15 million no matter what, though. You know. So.
Yeah, but it's not like he's not trying and he's hurt and he's just missing all these starts. I mean, he's out there trying to get people out. He's just not doing it. Hey, Rashawn, thanks for the call on the curveball, which was his out pitch, is not doing any favors. He got rocked yesterday as well, like everyone else did. But it is Charlie Morton, and if you follow baseball, you know he's been a really good pitcher for a long, long time. He sucks this year. I mean, what other way are you going to say it? Let's go to Bob in Edgewater. Bob, what's up?
Hey, Bob. Vinny. Hey, Bob, you know who would look good in the Orioles lineup right about now?
I don't know. Give me a name.
Kyle Stowers, Bob. How about that? Hey, Bob, you like stats. We all like stats. 109 at-bats, 321, 6 home runs, 25 ribbies, hitting lefties, righties, ambidextrous pitchers. Kirk stats, 71 at-bats, 205. You know, Bob, here's my question.
Yes.
How the hell did they under-evaluate Stowers? And here's a comparison I'm thinking. Did they compare Stowers like the Ravens thought Kyle Buehler was going to be the starting quarterback throwing the football through the goalpost on his knees at the 50? Because all I heard about Kirkstadt was the sound of the ball with the crack of the bat. Boy, he hit that ball a ton. This is inexcusable. I am so disgusted that they let Stowers go. One other quick clutch hit that I remember about Stowers, which was I thought was a trend. Remember 22, he hit the go-ahead home run off Dylan Cease against the White Sox when someone botched dropping a foul ball. He got up next at bat, cranks it over the wall. I mean, there was all kinds of good trends with Stowers, and to let him go is inexcusable. That's all I have to say, Bob.
All right, Bob, thank you. I'm going to take us back to the trade deadline of 2024. And when Kyle Stowers was traded for Trevor Rogers, who's rehabbing right now, and Norpel gave up 3 runs yesterday. All right, Bob's very emotional and opinionated about it. I don't remember too many people whining about Kyle Stowers getting traded. Nolan, do you? Norby was the one. It was like, damn, we got rid of Connor Norby. Because Kyle Stowers, now he talked about, was Stowers evaluated like Buehler? That'd be more of a Kerstad thing than anything. And Stowers has been raking in Florida, and Norby got hurt, so he's been off to a slow start. But I don't remember too many people complaining about Kyle Stowers getting dealt, because they had all these out. They drafted an outfielder in the first round last year in Honeycutt. They drafted an outfielder the year before in Bradfield. Kerstad was the second pick in the draft. Kowser was the 5th pick of the draft. There was no room at the inn. We all look back like, hey, why'd they get rid of this guy? Outside of Bob, I don't remember anyone whining about Kyle Stowers getting traded last year.
It was complaining about the trade, but it was less about Stowers and Norby and more about Trevor Rogers.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we were a part of those complaints. But so if you want to say in hindsight that it was a terrible value trade, well, right now, obviously, yes, that's the way it looks. But it still doesn't mean that Stowers would have had a route to the majors, or Norby for that matter. And again, revisionist history is a bit of a thing. Stowers had his moments. He mentioned the walk-off homer against the White Sox a couple years ago. He was a negative WAR player before he left here. Negative. It was a detriment to the team.
And there was no room at the end. And then you lose Taters, and Kerstad's kind of, all right, whatever. He'll blind squirrel it every now and again. And then Kowser got hurt. I mean, there's a lot of things that have factored into us now looking at Kyle Stowers like he was Ken Singleton. But, hey, wish him the best. Nice kid by all accounts. Ryan Ripken said he's one of those favorite teammates of all time. He's raking in Miami. Got an opportunity. Taking advantage of it. Unlike Heston Kerstad. Now, that's another discussion we could have. What the hell's going on with this guy? Vinny was out there at Ravens camp, rookie camp. Get his impressions on what he saw. Got the whip around limp, 15 tons going on in world sports over the weekend. The derby, the fights, the playoffs in both the NHL and the NBA. Joe Beninati be joining us 11:30. Talk about the Caps. They survived Montreal. 5-game series, but a white knuckler in a lot of those games. And now Carolina tomorrow night.
Yeah, Carolina's going to be tough. I mean, the best thing was the Caps played their best the last game. I mean, they dominated Montreal in the clinching game. So hopefully that's going to carry over. They should be well rested, and that'll help Protas, you know, be in better shape and stuff. So I think they should be ready to go tomorrow night.
And then we'll get to all the other fun stuff going on in said world of sports. But the Orioles lose yesterday 11-6. If you missed it, Kansas City came into this weekend series with 15 home runs on the season. They hit 10 over the weekend, including 7 yesterday, which was a franchise record. They just wore out the Birds pitching in Saturday and Sunday's game. Orioles did hit 4 home runs themselves, but unfortunately 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position. Keegan Aiken was the only Oriole pitcher to not give up a run. Let's see. Gibson, home run, yes. Brian Baker gave up 2 home runs. Yennier Cano gave up 2 home runs. Charlie Morton gave up a homer. Mike Bowman gave up a homer. So every pitcher outside of Keegan Aiken not only gave up runs, they gave up home runs. Off today, K. Povich tomorrow against Pablo Lopez. And, you know, depending on where the Twins ball in there right now, what, 15-20? They're 7 out of the division. I mean, so they're kind of in the same Oriole thing. But Pablo Lopez could be an interesting trade piece right-hander who will face Baltimore tomorrow if, in fact, Minnesota's ready to bust a move. And Rocco Baldelli could be on the hot seat here, too, as well. Let's go to Brian in Kent Island. Brian, thanks for holding. What's up?
Good morning, guys.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, listen, I got 3 points I want to get out. They all kind of concern the same thing, and they all point to Elias being a big fat liar and a terrible GM. I'd like to get the 3 points out, and then I'll hang up and listen to your comments.
Well, go ahead.
Let's do it. Okay, even before the injuries, gentlemen, in a perfect world, the plan was flawed. Grayson and Eflin were 2 pitchers. They're good number 2s, but they're not aces. That's number 1. Number 2, we have the dead last worst staff in Major League Baseball. It's not an accident. You get what you pay for. Morton is Ubaldo. That's point number 2. Most important of all, and I'll bring it home on this one, Orioles fans were lied to big time. The process that we were asked to trust, air quotes process, was grow the bats by the arms. We grew the bats. We drafted nothing but position players for years. I bought into the process like a lot of other Oriole fans, and then we were supposed to buy the arms. This should have been our best year, and he's basically taking a great up-and-coming team and turned them into garbage. Real quick, lastly, Norby and Stowers had no path. They're great prospects that we gave up for garbage. That was the problem with that trade. Have a great day, gentlemen.
All right, well, thank you very much, Brian, and we just talked about that. With Nolan here, that trading Stowers and Norby, in theory, wasn't a bad decision because Connor Norby's blocked by Westberg and Henderson and Jackson Holliday. I mean, so trading him, oh, we get it. And I like Connor Norby. And Stowers, we talked about it. I mean, they have a glut of outfielders. They've drafted more. All Beavers hit two home runs yesterday. Fabian's got power. I mean, they got dudes coming up through the ranks. Don't have a lot of right-handed hitting outfielders, which I guess something to look at. But trading them, in theory, not bad. It's who they got in return. And Trevor Rogers finished second in 2021, by the way, in Rookie of the Year, made the All-Star team. And he has trended down every year since then. His injury, however, and I'm not making excuses for him because he sucked for the Orioles, and he hadn't really been lighting up in his rehab outings. It's not his arm or shoulder. He dislocated his kneecap. So he's coming back. And are we excited about it? I'm not. I mean, he's someone different. Like Kyle Gibson, Nolan, get in here. My expectations for Gibson were low. I know you wanted 5-3 and, you know, some semblance of normalcy with a veteran guy that can eat innings. And in two starts, we haven't seen anything close to that. But again, he's rehabbing in real time, which is, it's a recipe for disaster for this guy. And we've seen it.
Yeah, it was rushed here. You know, when you sign a guy that late, they said as soon as he signed, hey, best case scenario, maybe early May. Now, he beat that by about a week, but at what cost? You know, you were desperate for any sort of arm to get up here, and those are the results you're going to get. I mean, maybe not as bad as it was against the Yankees, but a little more realistic yesterday. Again, still rehabbing, still working that pitch count up. I say what you want. He gave the team a chance yesterday. Gave him a chance. They were in it. It was a tie game when he left, so I don't know. They got nobody. So Trevor Rogers, am I excited? No, but it's a chance. Yeah. Roll the dice. I mean, maybe one of these guys will actually work out.
Is it a Lloyd Christmas? So you're saying there's a chance, one in a million from Dumb and Dumber. Hey, McDermott, we'll see him throw a ball. Eplin will be back hopefully maybe later this week when they go to Anaheim. But the grow the arms by the bats, I thought that was a Duquette philosophy.
That was McPhail.
Because you drafted Bundy, you drafted Gausman, you drafted Hunter, Harvey, back-to-back-to-back years. And then Duquette came in and said, you know, you grow arms and buy bats. And he drafted the dude whose name escapes me, and I apologize, from Illinois in the first round. That turned out poorly. Grayson Rodriguez was his parting gift to Mike Elias, and, you know, he pitches well when he pitches, but injuries have been a major problem with him. I mean, he was the number one pitching prospect in baseball for 2 years. I don't think Elias said grow the arms by the bats, because just look at who he's drafted. Drafted an all-position player.
He said the opposite of that.
Oh, is that what it was?
I don't know if Elias has ever come out and said that that was his mission, but it's pretty evident based on his track record. And honestly, kind of what the caller was saying, you can't really fault him for that. It's a two-part process. The first part, A+. The way he's drafted these guys, his success in the draft really is something you don't really see very often over the span of 4 or 5 years, and don't give me all the crap about them picking in the top five every year, and that's why they've hit on him. There's no guarantee. MLB draft's a total crapshoot. So A+ on the draft, but then flipping those, because you're going to have a surplus if you succeed in the draft. That second part has been an F.
No, absolutely. And they're going to have to spend money in a lot of areas. Look, Eplin's a free agent. Sagano's a free agent. Charlie Morton, who might not even make it through the season, is going to be a free agent after the season. So there's 3/5 of your rotation coming out of spring that doesn't even have contract. And by the way, Dominguez, Soto, they're all free agents too. I mean, you've got to spend dough on pitching or flip some of these magic beans for controllable pitch. Everybody wants controllable pitchers. This isn't just exclusive to the Orioles. And every team's losing pitchers due to injuries, at least teams that fancy themselves as contenders. So, Mike Elias, get it together, bro, because we're, what, May 5th, and right now bringing up the rear? 2 series wins on the season, suck against lefties when you sign these right-handed bats, who, by the way, suck against lefties. Anyway, Gunnar and Jackson Holliday are getting hot. And Mullins been hot. Ryan O'Hearn's like kind of the team MVP right now. So there's a positive stuff. But Kerstad Mayo, I mean, jury's still out. Gerstad's had more of a shelf life. Coby Mayo, I'm waiting for a line drive to short, much less a home run.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.